My name is Jia Shen from TO5, and I watched a video on investigating rocks video 3. So the teacher in the video is talking about rocks as they realize that children explore outside very often. They explore their surroundings very often, and rocks is always something that they always see around. So they decided, why not use rock as a topic? So they did a web. So they webbed out all the things they could do with rocks. They came up with a list of standards they can focus, an activity menu that will cover on sensory, language, numeracy, and at the same time meeting the needs and interests of the children. So they started off with teaching them rocks with a book like that teaches them on different types of rocks. So each rock has its own characteristic and its own purpose. For example, this rock is a rock that you will sit on. This is a rock that you will use in your garden. This is a rock that you will use to paint. So then teacher decided to have an activity on opening geoda. So before the teacher allowed the children to open it, the teacher asked them open-ended questions. For example, what do you think you'll be able to find inside the rocks? What tools do you think we can use? And after talking about the tools, the teacher showed them the tools they are going to use to open up the rock and talk about safety rules. So when they actually went on to opening up the rock, they discovered what is inside the rock, and they allowed the children to bring it home. And then the teacher allowed them to relate it to what's in the real world. For example, relating about the inside and outside of rocks to fruits. So what is the outside appearance of fruits, and what is the inside of the fruits? And for just this activity alone, it allows children to predict what they are going to find, what they are going to see, and comparing the rocks to the fruits. And next, they had to build a tower with the rocks. So they had to work together to make the tower as tall as possible. So that comes with a lot of experimenting, as they try to find a rock that is like a puzzle piece that will fit in and make sure that the tower doesn't topple. And the teacher will ask them questions like, why is it falling out? And this allows children to think of different ways for them to problem solve to make their tower even taller. And next, the teacher actually bring them out to a stream that they always walk for like their outdoor playtime. And this allowed them to relate the theme of rock to a familiar environment that they have. In this case, is the stream that they always walk at. And it connects with rocks, and just by walking down the stream, they see a lot of rocks, and they will have a lot of topics about rocks. And they realize that when they throw the rocks into the water, they would have different sounds. So that is experimenting. So children decided to experiment with different types of rocks, different sizes of rocks, to see what sound it would make. So the teacher was really flexible, and it allowed them to go down into the stream to actually pick up different rocks and see what is it like under the rock. So for example, the teacher did pick up a rock and asked the children to observe what happened to the sand or the mud after the rock was picked up. And this allows them to look at their environment a little bit more different, other than it just being a stream. Now it has a purpose with them actually doing like activities about rocks at the stream. And through all this, they describe words, like using describing words, adjectives like color, shapes, texture, and they compare and identify the different features of rocks. And at the end of everything, they did reflect on what did they learn, what did they do. So yeah.